Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Blessed greetings and love. Karim, how you doing?
How's it going? Good. How's it going, man?
Great, great. Welcome to Bob Radio. How's the vibes, man? You're in San Diego tonight. You have a show tonight. Are you guys ready? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. We're getting down to 710 Beach Club, man. Pacific Beach. I can't wait.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be nice, man. The vibes are going to be nice tonight.
And we have True Press opening up the show for you guys?
Oh, yeah, True Press. You know, these brothers right here are not only one of my favorite bands, but my absolute favorite people. You know what I mean? So is it whenever you get family vibes in the house, it's always going to be a good vibe. It's going to be a dope night tonight. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a very dope night. Big up Pedro.
Yeah, dope night.
Posse, those guys, True Press, awesome stuff. All right. So you got a brand new single, Crisis, right?
Yeah. We just dropped Crisis, and we just dropped So High.
And So High with Marlon Asher,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Marlon Asher and Josh Heinrichs and Skillinger.
Those guys are doing big things, man. You guys are doing big things. You had another big combination recently with Capleton, Rootstown.
Yeah, Rootsmantown, man. It was a big link up. You know, we were definitely excited to hook up with one of our favorite artists in Capleton. So shout out to Capleton, his whole camp. You know, it's family right there.
Yeah. Claudette Kemp and the whole crew, David House.
Definitely.
Niceness. So you have a full CD, right, coming out real soon?
Yeah, we're trying to drop something by the end of the year. You know, we're not putting too much of a rush on it, so it's tentative right now. But we're definitely, everything that we're doing right now is working towards that album right now. So it's been a while since we dropped the full-length album, so we got some stuff up our sleeves, so we can't wait for people to hear it.
I know, man. You guys are doing so much great stuff. I remember when you guys first played down here at one of the Bob Marley days on the pier. And you guys are doing so much stuff, man. You play all the festivals, Cali Roots, a bunch of other stuff. You get around. Your band is doing big things. Big up Root Entertainment. Your manager is amazing. You got good stuff going on. It's good to see the growth.
Now
you have a show tonight, and then we have a show with you July 29th down at Winston's.
And then we have
you on a boat ride. Labor Day weekend, we have you on the boat ride. That's going to be amazing. So San Diego,
we can't stay away from San Diego, man.
You can't stay away from San Diego.
We love San Diego, man. We love it.
And you just did a show with us with the Expanders. That was a great show. You guys had a great set.
That was a dope night as well. That was a dope night. You know what? We've been all over the country, but I tell you, there's a special vibe in San Diego, and I'm not just saying it because we're there tonight. Like, it's really a special vibe in San Diego. And then for me, as a matter of fact, my dad and my mom, my dad is a reggae artist from Jamaica.
Okay.
And they actually met at a show, at one of his shows in San Diego back in the late 70s.
Wow.
So for me, it's like, if there was not that show in San Diego that night, then, you know, my parents would have never met. It would have never been me, you know?
That's right.
I definitely feel a very special connection whenever I touch down to San Diego.
Definitely. Some mystical genetics going on right there.
That's it, man. It's the vibe, man.
Definitely. Interested to hear more about your dad. Was an artist? Which artist was your dad?
Yeah, his name is Israel.
Oh.
And so he played with quite a few bands coming out of Jamaica. He came to the States, immigrated to the States back in the 70s to do music, to pursue reggae music.
Right.
And so when he first moved to the States, he came straight to California. And so, there was, he was one of the the pioneers of helping to bring reggae music and helping to establish that scene here in California.
That's what's up.
And so, you know, it was way well before the internet era, so it was really hard to find a lot of stuff from that time of him. But his most recent band is called Roots Creation, okay. Based up in the Oakland area, San Francisco area, you know. But like I said, a lot of the original stuff is extremely hard to find. As a matter of fact, I can't even barely find it. you know, just before the age of technology, so you know a lot of that stuff is lost.
Right.
You know, it's like I said, you know, because of the music scene, because of the reggae music scene here in Southern California, you know, that brought my parents together. So, you know, it's just it's a real testament to San Diego being a place that has been welcoming to reggae for such a long time. You know.
For sure. San Diego is definitely a hot spot for reggae music. We call it Roots Capital USA.
You know?
Definitely for Roots, and I think we have more shows per year than any other city in the country. I'm going out on a limb right there, but if someone wants to test me, I'm ready. I'm ready with my facts.
Hey,
we do a lot of big shows down here.
Hey, I'll back you up with that one, man. I'll cast my vote for that as well, man. I'll cast my vote.
Yeah, and we got it all nice together with Bob Radio now 24/7 and our Sunday FM 949. So things are going great, and it's nice to have you here in San Diego. So, you know what? When they come down, they're going to be able to say hi to you, take a couple pictures with you tonight over at the 710?
Oh, of course. You know, we love connecting with the people. You know what I mean? Like, that's literally one of my favorite things to do as an artist. It's just being able to meet so many people and connect with so many people and hear different stories and just, you know, just meeting people like that. There's no substitute for the face-to-face interactions. You know, Facebook is cool and Instagram is cool and all of the social media is cool,
right.
But there's still no substitution for face-to-face.
I know, man. Seeing their faces and
really,
talking to them and saying, oh, my God, I listen to your music.
I get that as a DJ.
I'm kind of blown away. But as an artist, it's probably even deeper.
Definitely, man. That's where it is. Because, you know, we do it. You know, we make music for us first. You know, we're always going to be fans of the music. So we make music for us first. And so when somebody's out there, when we put it out there and somebody's digging it, like, there's no guarantee that somebody's going to like this song or that song or whatever. So when somebody comes up and says, hey, man, I really dig this song, or this particular song helped me through this particular time, or this particular song did this for me, or whatever the case is, like, you know, nobody owes us that. So when I hear that, it's really reassuring.
It's definitely a genuine
connection. You know what I mean? Like, it's a genuine connection. It's something that we created that came out of our soul, our feelings, our emotions, you know, affected somebody. So it's cool, man. It's definitely a blessing.
Well, your band has a great sound. I pick your band to be one of the next bands that goes on a huge national tour with one of the bigger acts. You guys are doing great things. I love all your music. Support the guys. We love you guys over here at Bob Radio. We support Arise Roots. We're going to keep on supporting Arise Roots.
Much appreciated, man. Much appreciated. Yeah. Like I said, man, it's all good, man. It's all good. We're loving life. We're loving the music right now. We're loving all these opportunities, you know. We love the chance to be able to connect with some people tonight. I got a feeling tonight's going to be a dope show.
It should be a great show tonight.
Tonight for a while tonight. Yeah, so it's all good, man. No complaints over here whatsoever.
So, Karim, it's been a pleasure and an honor talking to you, interviewing you, talking about everything that's happening with your band. Some final words?
Yeah, I just want to say a big, huge shout-out to every single person out there listening to Bob Radio. Arise Roots coming to a city near you. Boom.
Respect, Karim, and we'll see you on the road.
Hey, San Francisco. Dunkin' wants you to know that they're here to help you get up and running again with free coffee on Wednesdays for DD Perks members. If you ask me, free coffee is the perfect offer to help get back in the swing of things. So, DD Perks members, get a free medium iced or hot coffee on Wednesdays. Not a DD Perks member, but still really want to get a free medium coffee on Wednesdays? Join on the Dunkin' app today and use the app for an easy contactless way to order and pay. Pick up in-store or at the drive-thru. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, one per member, exclusions apply.